As much as we all like to pop down to the local video store and rent the latest release DVD, sometimes that can be harder in reality when you're trying to search the shelves for titles that are audio described. Civic Video has taken action on this to ensure that its customers have as easy and stress-free a time as possible when they visit a store. To tell us more about this, Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia joins us today. Hello, Ali.
Hi, Roberta.
Now, what is the action then that Civic Video has taken?
Civic Video has launched a new website, and as part of the website, they've begun to list each top 10 title for the month with its accessibility features. And what they're going to do as the list of titles grow is they'll update a BART database, and they'll send that to all their stores nationally, so that will educate the staff as to what is meant by accessible titles and what the titles are as well.
Well, this is really great news, but will it cover all audio-described titles then, or just what Civic Video considers its top 10?
Yeah, it's going to cover just its top 10 releases each month, which undoubtedly they're going to be the big Hollywood titles that majority of people will want to see. So it won't at this point in time pick up on titles that aren't as popular, nor will it go back in time to include the older titles. So it's by no means a complete service, but you know, it's definitely a step in the right direction, and it may grow in the future to include all the titles rather than just the top 10. That's sort of a slightly reliant on distributors themselves.
And it depends on people using the service as well and getting it out there.
Yep.
So how can someone find the accessible titles on the website?
So on Civic Video's homepage, they've got their top 10 on the homepage for the month. And you just need to click on the title name. Then in the movie details column, you can find out whether the titles are audio described and captioned or not. The website that uses the logos and the terms that the industry has adopted, so they're relatively recognisable, and I've heard also that the website is really accessible for screen readers.
How did this service get started, and what was Civic Video's reason to acknowledge accessible titles?
It was actually a DVD fan by the name of Jeff Parker, and he's blind, and he contacted Civic Video saying that he thought it would be easier for people to access the website and know what they could hire rather than having to wait until someone was available to take them to the store.
So how receptive to the approach was Civic Video in this one?
Really receptive. It wasn't just in agreeing to Jeff's initial idea for the website, but they came up with the idea for the database for each store as well. So they've taken things a bit further for its customers. And for me, I think what this development has demonstrated is the power of the personal touch, where an individual can make a huge difference because they can tell their own story and how the lack of access affects them personally. So I think it's a brilliant result, if you ask me.
Well, I do too. Ali, have you got there any of the audio-described films that are available?
At the moment?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't done any statistics myself for a couple of months. I'm doing that next week so I can talk about them. But I do know Robin Hood, which is Russell Crowe's latest movie, is out on DVD and it is audio described, and it's also listed as audio described on Civic Video's website. So there's one.
I haven't seen that one. It didn't get a very good rating. Have you seen it at all?
I haven't seen it, no. But just from the shorts, I saw the shorts for it in the cinema. It didn't look like the usual Errol Flynn type of Robin Hood and his merry men running around in green tights kind of Robin Hood. It looked a bit more Gladiator, Braveheart Robin Hood.
Yeah.
So it might be interesting to see anyway.
Well, funnily enough, I'm never keen to see the remakes. I mean, I remember Phantom of the Opera when I was a kid with Susanna Foster and Nelson Eddy and Claude Rains.
Right.
I didn't want to see, I didn't want that image ruined until I saw it on an old, you know, on Foxtel or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
And I thought, gosh, I wish I would have seen the updated one because it wasn't as good as I remember. So I think I might go and have a look at Russell Crowe because I think he could act in anything.
Yes. And he's audio described as well.
Excellent stuff. Well, Civic Video's website is www.civicvideo.com.au for anyone wishing to check out the top 10 new releases. Otherwise, a full database of audio described titles can be found at audiodescription.com.au. You can also find out more information about audio description in general at this address, or call Ali or one of the staff at Media Access Australia on 02 9212 6242. 02 9212 6242. Thank you, Ali.
Thank you, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.